This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Now, to start today's show, we could either be informative or educational.
Oh, boy. Mm. Oh, that's always such a difficult choice because they're so closely related.
Here's informative. I don't think you'll like this.
All right.
This is today at the stock market.
South Garden at April of 142!
I like that.
It goes on and 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 on. Everyone's talking stocks.
You know, when you hear this, you say to yourself, this is what controls the economy of the nation?
Uh-huh.
It's a little scary.
Pandemonium.
Okay, anyway, that's informative.
Yes. Right.
This, my friends, this applies from the past.
Mm.
Educational.
Ah.
Do you remember this one, Mike?
Capital.
Capital, capital,
capital letter.
You'll always use one for a holiday.
Like what?
Like Christmas
and Easter.
And MLK Day.
Columbus Day, the 4th of July.
Right. And when you talk about yourself,
use a what?
Use the capital
letter I. Thank you.
I like the capital,
capital, capital, capital letters.
You'll always use one for the months and days, like Monday
and Friday.
It's Tuesday.
January, September, or May.
Right.
And the first word.
It's got a great ending, too.
We'll absolutely always have a capital,
capital, capital, capital letters.
If you happen to realize.
Listen to this part.
At the start of a sentence, the I that is
you.
In names, times, and places. What do you do?
What do you do, Mike?
Capital, 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 capitalize.
Yeah.
Love that.
Educational.
Well,
you got both of them in. You got the
there you go.
The educational and the informative.
Well, here goes nothing.
Tuttles.
40 years ago today. Number one!
The Don and Mike Show.
Really?
Wow.
This song?
Yeah.
40 years?
40 years ago today.
Jesus.
I remember I bought it. January 1968.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Judy in the sky.
And you remember the other part, that we're here to believe you. Yeah, Judy in disguise. I was going to say, does this sound 40 years old?
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah. John Fred.
Maybe a little older.
Judy in the sky.
All right.
Who does it?
John Fred, the Playboy band.
Uh-huh.
The late John Fred.
All Were they a one-hit wonder?
Oh, yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Wolfman played them.
Go to another one.
Had a wolf man.
All right.
Only 40 years ago, eh?
You want a popsicle? you want a popsicle?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen.
Troglodytes.
Neanderthal men or troglodytes.
Right. So we've played that one recently.
Oh, like
what about Bertha Bud? Have we played that one recently?
No.
Boom, boom, bubba-dum, boom, 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 bubba-dum, boom.
Think
sounds
so.
Like the Muppets.
I suck it to you, baby.
Here's one for Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Black slack. Black slack.
Trousers.
Oh, no, hold on.
Joe God, Bennett.
Got a winner. Hold on. You can never go
wrong. The Don and Mike Show.
Seriously, you never go wrong with Double J. You never go wrong with Joe Jackson.
That's right.
The very handsome. The very handsome Joe Jackson.
Who's handsomer, Joe Jackson or Christopher Cross, or the kid in the movie Mask?
Joe Jackson was actually put on a couple of album covers. They prohibited Christopher Cross from being on album covers because of the way he looked.
Then, all right, Christopher Cross or the kid from Mask, the movie with Cher.
Oh, the kid from Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah,
better looking.
All
How's your meat, Whoopi?
I just want to know if my meat has been manipulated.
Jesus, what happened to her?
What have we here?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie.
That's a better song to start with today.
That is so true, Dick.
Thank you, Ryan.
Always lower the expectations.
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
That's right. Hi, Simon.
I'm completely neither there or there.
Why don't we start with a timely? Here's a timely tape. The wonderful Colin Farrell.
The Irish actor.
Did you hear Colin Farrell? He drops the F-bomb, and then he says, oh, S.
He paints with profanity liberally.
Gotta love him.
Yeah. I know, Colin, that this was your...
Dailies. I guess I'm just dating stuff. That is Irish.
Goodness. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Oh, I hope we caught that in time.
Colin Farrell.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That was funny, wasn't it?
That was funny.
Funny, Larry.
Yeah. You're awful funny, aren't you?
Here's the phone number all over again.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
What about the vagina?
Well, exactly.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
That's the truest thing he's ever said.
Israel is in Egypt's land.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
Let them go.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
Thank you, man, woman.
That was funny.
Oh, you keep saying that, Larry.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
I am loving.
You are. What about Buzz there?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Uh-huh.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
Yes, sir.
A simple, sincere thank you, sir, for allowing this broadcaster the chance to realize a childhood dream. The privilege of sitting in this chair behind this microphone and announcing to the world, I'm Scott Shannon, in for Paul Harvey. Good day.
Boing.
Slightly retarded.
Oh, here's Big Head.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There we go. Hi, everybody. My apologies to John Fred.
Welcome back to the show.
And the Playboy Band.
Welcome
yourself. 40 years ago today, just didn't cut it.
Yeah, but you played a little of it. That's better than nothing.
Stepping out. Like that, Joe Jackson. How is everybody anyway?
How are you anyway?
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Not a fool you. Right?
Right.
Right.
It's Tuesday.
Donna Mike Show Tuesday. Phone number same as it was last time we were here.
Right.
877-365-3636.
4 or 5 days ago.
Here we go.
Last time we was here.
Right. Here it was.
Second and eight. Packers with only 88 yards in the second half. A blitz coming from the Giants. Favre looking for Driver, and it's picked off. Intercepted by Webster. Corey Webster with the interception. He has taken over at cornerback for the Giants, benched after starting the first three games. And here he is with the biggest interception of his life.
You. Well, you know we were all thinking of you.
Oh, yeah. I know, well.
You were just sitting on your couch.
Oh, I got to tell you what happened.
You know, I'm just going to try to enjoy this season we had as much as I can and try to block this game out, which will be very hard. I'm not going to let this game sway my decision one way or the other.
The music is killing me.
It's a little sad.
Well, that's really how I was.
Well, you know.
On Sunday night, I was not mad.
Right. You were sad.
I was sad.
Just sad.
I was only mad for a moment, and there's only a slight dent in the wall. All I did was pick up a small Bic lighter when Brett Favre threw the first of his couple of interceptions.
Right.
And it was just a quick...
Matt, during the game more than you were after the game. After the game, of course, it was sadness.
Yeah.
Sadness, and I commend you for coming into work today.
Showing up.
Resplendent.
For showing up, yeah, because I had so much to do with it.
No, resplendent. I was
because I'm a fan, but
resplendent in the Packer colors that you know, I believe that shows that you're a true fan.
Continue to wear them, of course. Hey, listen, here's the deal. Seriously, I'm not mad. I'm sad. The whole year...
It was a great year.
I feel like I'm listening to somebody I know.
It was. No, Mike. Unlike you and the Red Sox.
Well, really, what's the difference?
Where it was a life, where it was a every year thing.
Yes.
I was really happy all year. That's why I located.
Yeah, but they gave you a great season.
I located all year. I didn't expect Dick from this team. And I didn't get mad when he threw the last one.
I have a bunch of questions about Friday's show.
When he threw the last one, let me just finish just for a second. When he threw the last one, I really looked at Janet and I said, I was so caught up in everything, I said, I'm fine with that. And she said, what? And I said, really, without being gay about it.
Gay.
I said, that's what I love about the dude. That's what I have loved about him the entire time he's played. Even when he plays like a retard. Uh-huh. And he used to play like a retard a lot. I always loved him even when he threw like a retard and played like a retard. You know, when you got a guy who's out there and just willing to chuck it out there.
Lay it on the line.
Right.
He's done so many more great things.
Than he's done bad things.
Of course. Than retarded things. I looked at it, I said, it was not meant to be.
I didn't want to say this on Friday, so I'll ask you today. You made a couple of little tiny, like, veiled comments on Friday's show that indicated to me. Did you have kind of a feeling of that feeling that sports fans get, that feeling
I didn't,
of dread?
I don't know. I didn't want jinx, double jinx, personal jinx. I had heard a lot of the Packers talking on TV, on the internet and everything in the week leading up to the game.
Yeah. You're killing me with that music.
More or less saying, well, it's going to be a great trip out to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Like the game's won already?
And even after the game.
Oh, they were looking ahead. That's bad.
Brett Favre said after the game that he was guilty of it, too. He said everything was just falling into place. Kind of just thought everything was going to happen all year long.
Right. Yeah.
Just had a feeling.
Well, they had a great season.
Oh, I love him. I love him. Only threw one-liner, and that was just, you know what I say? That's like when you slap a child with an open hand rather than with a balled fist.
As recommended.
Which
by
we
the
recommend. If you're going, if you really have to.
So, I got to take down the Christmas tree tonight.
And all the decorations. You know what my favorite part of the game was?
What, all of it?
The the Packer women. Packer women.
Oh, the bikini women?
Yeah. Outstanding. Five below zero.
How about Joe Buck? Are those women crazy?
I mean, and they were that wasn't just a temporary deal. They were standing there for a while with their pink skin. I love that.
Anyway, I was convinced. I went through so many goddamn emotions on Sunday night. First, it was okay. Well, it's what I thought. It's going to be a close game. Then it was, oh, no, that's it. They screwed it up. Then, when that dude missed that field goal...
Tynes.
I really thought, okay, now everything is shining.
Yeah,
everything
then they won the toss.
And then he threw that.
How many mood swings did you go through?
Call me Sybil.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You go through the acceptance, then you go through the anger, then
and
you go through the sadness.
Denial. I did not go through the wardrobe changes. Everything else. It was like...
Didn't bother.
It was what it was.
Right.
It was.
May cause dry mouth, mood swings, and nighttime kookiness. Mood swings!
Did anybody call you?
Yeah. Everybody that called was very kind.
Yeah,
I didn't call you.
My son called.
I wasn't going to be able to say anything to you.
He was kind. Some other friends called. They were kind. I really kept it in check until yesterday, Monday, when we were about to embark on, I'll tell you about this in a moment, maybe the greatest movie that I've ever seen. Please mark the mark out.
Is this a must-see before the Oscars?
Well, it's a must-see if you have a vagina, Mike.
Oh, you went to do that on Monday?
Yeah, I went
you
to see...
You still went to do that on Monday, even after your Packers lost?
I took her to see 27 dry heaves.
Jesus Christ.
27 bowel movements.
Wow. So you're due.
27 dead babies.
Play the lottery. You're due. Uh-huh. You're due for one in the W column.
Need a win.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so hold on. Before the movie? Oh, the game? Oh, people calling. Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm so glad that I didn't buy the plane tickets out to Phoenix.
I'll bet.
Because I was
Because you would have had to purchase it prior, right?
I was that close. The mood swings during the game. Okay. It's up. It's down. It's in. It's out. When he missed that field goal, I really, for a moment, went out on the deck. We were out at the beach. And I went out on the deck. And I just looked up there. And the moonlight was out. And I just said, this is it.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then crash, boom, bam. Interception City.
Did you watch the game alcohol-free?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
After the game, were you alcohol-free?
Yes, I was.
Oh, you're sad.
Yes, I was.
You were sad. No booze, no nothing.
Your boy was sad.
No celebrity. Yeah, that sucks.
Jenna tried to ply me with all the food I like. And,
right.
And at first, I was just too into it.
Yeah.
I said, like I mentioned on Friday, I really can't drink right now. I've got to have all my wits about me.
I understand. You're a super fan.
To root the team on. She's mm-hmm. like, then, well, I made those little pizza snacks that you like. Said, no, can't do it. Then after the game, it was like, oh, my stomach is upset.
Mm-hmm. Were you frustrated at all that the New England game was the first game because you had to wait?
No.
Because you get into all the games.
I like the anticipation.
Right.
I love it. And I got a great story to tell you about the New England game, in particular about Jim Nance.
Jim Nance. Hey, guys. Nancy.
A little later in the show, I'll tell you about my extended off-air conversation with Jim.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, good.
On Friday night.
Look forward to
it. Now, Mike, that is your take that Jim Nance was drinking.
No, not Jim Nance.
He's not really a drinker.
It couldn't be me. I was driving.
Oh, you were driving?
Remember when I said to you it was a time waster, a time killer? I was driving.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was driving a 3-hour drive.
Oh, I get it. So it was just pure boredom.
Yes.
good for you.
Well, you thought I was drunk and
bored. I thought you got a little loopy and called him. I thought you called like Joe calls when he gets his liquid courage
up. I was sober and bored.
Wow.
Sober and bored. Had a nice conversation with James Nance. But listen.
Later.
First, Saturday first. Night. First, Saturday night. This was awful. Almost. This could have been awful. We spent the weekend in Ocean City. We got a place there, a nice, beautiful place. Love Ocean City right now, this time of the year. It's like a ghost town, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's there. Just about everything is closed.
I hear it's fantastic down there when nobody's down there.
So we went to Ruth's Chris, real nice place there, big steak place. And it was a very nice night. It was snowing outside.
Right.
Not enough that it was a pain in the ass, but it looked very nice out the windows. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I didn't know that, you know, this was going to happen over the weekend. And
yeah.
Still rather upbeat on Saturday
Sure,
night.
You were filled with the anticipation of the big game and hope.
So we get our table, and we're sitting. And as we're eating, it's a really nice night. And Janet says, oh, turn around and look behind us. And some guy was proposing to his girlfriend.
Isn't that sweet?
In the restaurant. Now,
isn't that lovely?
What the guy did was, what this tool did... And really, someone needs to put him in a...
He's a tool already.
They got to put him in a craftsman tool set.
Oh, dear. He's a tool.
Here's what he did.
Sure.
He did this move where he kneels down on one knee.
Right.
And commands the entire restaurant's attention.
Right.
Did he ask
for
it?
Well, no. But he was there with a group of, I'd say, 4 to 5 other people.
Okay.
And when he kneeled down immediately...
Oh.
Every chick's radar goes off. So
Your life's ending. Your life's about to end. You're going to die soon.
Don't do it.
Everybody turns and looks. And we I don't know what game God was playing with me, but we happened to be about 10 feet away. So I had the
practically in the party.
All I had to do is literally move my chair about 30 degrees, and boom.
I'd love to see the expression on
I'm
your
looking
face.
At this guy's big fat ass and his Dockers or whatever he was wearing. My apologies. The guy's probably listening now.
Was he a man of larger carriage?
I don't know. No, he was normal size.
Normal size.
Everything at this point is
before he's married. He has yet to get fat.
Everything at this point is just a blur, Mike, because he actually says, you know, dear Miss smelly vaginitis.
Hoo-ah!
Would you honor me by being Mrs. Dumbass?
And were the waterworks, everybody looks to her, were the waterworks going?
Yes. Well, yeah, because he had his back to me and she was facing me. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, and I hope someday we can have, you know, children and then they'll have children. And
was she hot?
Inbred, well, I'll get into that.
All right.
Not good.
I'm getting to that. So he goes through the entire spiel and she says, yes. And it's like, then there's just a small golf applause throughout the restaurant.
Okay. What about at the table? I'm very curious. Was there small golf applause at the table or did they kind of go crazy?
At the table, there was slightly louder applause.
All right.
But it was, they were taken back by this moment.
Oh, they were. Everybody was surprised.
It was obvious the guy had done this as a total surprise.
Okay. All right.
So I turn around from looking at this spectacle that's going on for about 4 minutes.
moment of love.
I turn around and I look at old Janet, and there she is, and if her eyes are not just
Jesus. That's sure. A guy. You know, that's a guy effing up somebody else's dinner, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And her eyes are just gleaming up with tears. And
you went on top of a mountain somewhere.
I looked right at her, and she said, that is just soaked with the snow. And I said, well, he could have done better.
Good for you.
And it was the wrong thing to say.
Did you say it loud enough? Did you say it in your stage whisper?
Mike, I had had.
I wish I'd been at the table. Uh-huh. You would have had an ally.
I was momentarily back on the martini train. Uh-huh. Saturday night, I decided to shake it up. Shake it, not stir it.
Sure. Good.
Why go with the regular vanilla vodka? I just said the guy, you know. I'll take the Grey Goose straight up with olives.
Good. It's 3-day weekend.
Keep them coming. Mm-hmm. And on more, and I should have known because on more than one occasion during dinner, while I was just speaking about whatever it was, you know, Janet would just sometimes say, I'm glad you're having a good time. Shh.
Right.
Indoor voice.
Shh. So I know that when I said he could have done better.
Sure.
Janet immediately said, I'm going to go to the ladies' room. I'll be right back.
And you weren't referring to his spiel. You were referring to the woman.
Physically.
The woman in question. The woman who was crying and receiving the ring.
The woman who was the before picture in a Jenny Craig ad.
Oh, I see.
Oh, dear.
Or even worse, maybe the before picture in an L.A. Weight Watchers. Oh. L.A. Weight, whatever that is.
Yeah. Was he relative to her? Could she have carried him around in her pocket?
I didn't. I was
like Kim Martucci.
I was so afraid to look.
Yeah,
right.
After this, because I was, as it turns out, nobody heard. Like nobody
could have done better. That's funny.
Nobody came over and like,
it didn't get the laugh that you expected it would get.
No, I was just for Janet.
Yeah, right. But a funny comment, a funny aside, because there's that beautiful moment. Therein lies the irreverence that has made this show great over the years.
But
you
I
know,
I really felt that way. You know, and.
And, he could have done better.
And not only that, but, you know, come on. Hey, dickhead. You know, maybe there
Did
are
you call some, the waiter over and say, waiter, send them over an extra chocolate pie.
You know, maybe there are some of us in the restaurant who, you know, down the road are going to get married to their gal. And maybe the last thing we need on this perfect snow globe night
is
for you being a jackass in public and making all the rest of us look like idiots.
And I'm sure you probably weren't the only couple in there. That was in the same circumstances, you know? He makes it uncomfortable in the restaurant setting.
The only thing that made it palatable after that was, so this all happened very quickly, and Janet is dabbing her eyes, and the restaurant's back to normal. And I turned, and behind Janet, the table behind them was a mom and a dad and, like, a 4-year-old little girl who we had been exchanging glances. You know when you're in a restaurant, it's like, and then the kid was really well-behaved, and I, like, make it a point to say, if somebody's got a kid in a restaurant, the kid's acting nice,
right.
Make a point of saying, hey, you know, hey, kudos to you, because lots of times kids are just little brats.
Oh, and when you get that from another parent, that's the greatest feeling in the world.
So anyway, there had been these moments, and anyway, when all of this was done, I looked up, and the dad who was facing me was just shaking his head. And then he said, right out loud, he said, "You really shouldn't do that in a place like this."
He's right. He is right. He is absolutely right.
You know, with no offense to anybody.
That is funny because all guys feel the same way, probably.
Head over heels in love, so, you know.
All guys feel the same
whatever
way.
Whatever the frig. I wish that couple, you know, months of success. Weeks of success.
You know, even if you do it at like a sporting event, it's not as bad as if you do it in a restaurant where there are a lot of people paired off.
Who have to listen.
Who have to be there. It's truly a captive. You've taken the restaurant, and a place like Ruth's Chris is, it's an intimate setting. It's a quiet restaurant, and it's a romantic restaurant in many ways, but you're taking that romantic setting, and you're forcing everybody else to be a part of it.
You know,
and
even if you're going to do it.
Listen to us.
Do it like a cool guy would do
We're doing our jobs. I think we're doing our jobs at educating the men of America.
You do it like a cool guy would do it. You just, you look, you know, if you're going to bring her to a restaurant, you just give her the box at the restaurant.
Of course,
you,
right.
You keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, the thing that got me was when the guy, as soon as furniture starts getting moved in a tight restaurant, when it was this thing, when the guy starts going like this. Chairs are being moved around. And
right.
Then the next thing, I just see his big ass in his back, and he goes, "Dear smelly girl, for long I have admired you and wondered what it must be like to lick the pimples on your back."
So you got the good sense that you know, that you weren't the only one who was just mildly annoyed.
Right. At least one guy. Of course,
I'm annoyed, and you're telling me the story, and I wasn't even there. You're annoyed, Rob.
Absolutely.
You're annoyed, too.
Yeah.
Of course, our
men
waiter,
everywhere.
Of course, our waiter, who was, you know.
Fancy?
He was a fancy lad. Uh-huh. He came over, and he said, "Wasn't that just amazing?"
Oh, God.
There
goes your tip, Slappy.
She'd like you to throw this hot plate right in your face.
Careful, the plate is hot, and I'm throwing it at you.
But what's the temperature on those plates they bring the steaks up?
Where do you weigh in on the guys that drop the ring in, like, a flute of champagne?
I like that. Let me tell you why I like that, because there is the potential for disaster with that.
You're joking?
Because then you want to have an intimate weekend, because you'll be, you know, seeing what passes. And you want to tell, and you know what? And she's not going to look for it.
No.
So that's the first indication of true love right there.
Knowing Carrie, she wouldn't have believed it was in there.
You know, I'm nobody to talk about marriages or proposals.
I disagree.
Certainly don't have
So do I. You've done it plenty of times.
Well, thank you. I've done it twice. And, you know, both times, I like to say, I have done both proposals in a private setting.
Did you get on your knee in either one of those? You don't have to say which one, but on either occasion, did you go to one knee?
Don't think so.
Yeah, I just saw a study.
I don't think I did.
Said 54% of men still do get down on one knee to propose, and that 65% of women are still disappointed. They think the proposal could have been more romantic.
I'll just eat one.
I'm trying to think. There have been great proposals that I actually think are funny and actually pretty clever.
Right.
But, like, that's not what a girl wants.
You know, the funniest one that I know was.
Not what a girl needs.
The funniest one I know was my buddy Paul, who was out in. I think it might have been a San Francisco Giants game. I was out on the West Coast, and he proposed by doing one of those. It's back in the day when they first started doing those, you know, telescreen, putting them up on the scoreboard, and she went out to get a beer.
Missed it.
And she missed it. And I thought that was fantastic. And they had to go to another game.
That theory that those marriages are doomed.
Yeah, I think that's you're putting too much on it.
Scoreboard marriages are doomed, and I'm going to say that marriage last night is doomed because already the guy is setting the woman up for a lifetime of disappointment because he is never going to be able to achieve that moment of Cinderella-like ass-kissing as he did in Ruth's Chris in Ocean City on Saturday night.
That's true.
It's Cinderella-like.
It's never going to happen again.
Have you ever been on an airplane when they've done it?
No. And you know what? I think that might be unique. Okay, that might be okay.
It's unique because it's not that same situation.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily facing your spouse.
And I don't know if I would. I don't know if pressure is not the right word because, to be honest, it's not like at any point Janet said, "Oh, look, they're getting married. Why don't we get married?" She said nothing about it.
No, of course not. It's
it was me. It was just the whole, you know, dude, keep the whole Romeo and Juliet thing, you know, to your car.
To yourself.
dinner. Mm-hmm. Come in, have a meal, gorge yourself, feed each other food if you want.
Gorge yourself. And eat until your stomachs are distended.
And it's obvious she's been there before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
You mean
Ruth's Chris, not the marriage thing.
No, I mean, she's been to restaurants before.
Oh, yeah, but probably from your description, not necessarily that type of restaurant. Not a high-end steakhouse. I would think more of the, the Stuckies type of.
To be honest, Mike, I would say she's only 30 to 40 pounds overweight.
Oh, okay. She strike you as a tall woman? Or she was sitting down, obviously.
She was sitting down. And maybe it was the pigtails.
It's a nice time.
I'm not. Why would I lie?
You wouldn't.
Why
about
would
a thing
I lie?
Like that, you wouldn't.
Pigtails.
Pigtails can be sexy, or they can make a woman look like.
Like a beer garden.
Well, or like a pig. Uh-huh. I mean, why do you think they call them pigtails?
Yeah. That's an incredible amount of detail that you'd give us at the beginning.
Well,
I spent a lot of time studying this master of romance behind me.
The greatest error in judgment is the individual who proposes at another person's wedding, and I've seen that too.
That
to me is, and I include rehearsal dinner.
Yeah,
functions leading up to. If you're going to, like,
can I just tell you something?
Yes,
you don't want to go see the movie 27 Dresses.
Oh Jesus! Here, I can't believe you did that the day after the game.
Thanks
I can't believe
us.
You did that. In your period of mourning, but, I know also how it is, being a sports fan. You're over it, to all intents and purposes, the next day, but it's still a fairly selfless act.
Hey there, Don and Mike show. It's a totally selfless act.
Mm-hmm. On any day.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening,
Hello.
My friend? Hello there.
Hey, I was wondering if you heard Brett Favre in the overtime coin flip. He said, hey, we want the ball, we're going to score. Did you hear him say that?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
Did not.
I heard him, kind of celebratory or let's go. I thought it was like, let's go.
I didn't hear that. Sorry. Did not. Hello, Don and Mike. I was probably finding a Bible at that point.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I've been on and off with my girl for about 7 years. I was wondering, what do you guys think about proposing during sex?
I think it's kind of unique.
Now, if you do that in a restaurant, I will not complain in the least. If there was a couple having sex at their table.
I'd like if you, who knows whether they're lying
and
or not.
I know where you could put the ring, too.
Now we've got something.
If you bring the woman to the moment of truth, right before that moment might be a pretty cool.
I think it's a guaranteed yes.
Just know, in spite of that, she will hold you to it.
I think at that point, no matter what, if you get her to that point where, the mercury is about to go out of the thermometer.
Right.
You could pretty much say, I'm going to dress like Santa Claus every day and just take craps in the front yard. She go, okay.
Yes.
Yes, I'll marry you.
Yes, Studley, yes.
What if you're not too good at getting her to that point, though?
Well, then you might want to avoid proposing during sex. If the sex is not something that is great for her, or at least, she's not even making an attempt to fake it being great for her.
Wouldn't it be great? Hold on. Here's a great situation. Here's a great this will never happen situation. How about while she's doing something for you?
Hey.
Say, hey.
Yeah.
Well, how could she answer?
You could just look at the back of her head and say, I want to marry you. Don't answer now. No, don't answer now, darling.
Or even better, you could put the ring on her hand while she was doing that if she was really skillful.
Well, see, I was thinking while I was on top, and because that's usually where we make the eye contact, and, we'll say, I love you. During sex, and that's it's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, but see, also, I'm thinking if you're using the words, she might not buy it. If you're saying, like, during sex, a guy will say almost
anything. It could backfire. It could backfire, and I was kidding about it, but because it is such an incredible moment of heightened senses, it's entirely possible that you ask for that, and she's going to think that you are goddamn Prince Charming.
You said backfire. You said backfire. I'm thinking of another sex act now.
Well,
that might that might be cool.
Would you marry
because
me?
Then you could just sort of dangle the ring down in front of her face.
Oh, God.
Maybe tie it on a string.
Yeah, on a stick.
Maybe look like a carrot on a stick. Put it on a stick.
Brilliant.
One tooth for you. One tooth for yes and two for no. And that's right. Just like you put a carrot on a stick.
Yeah, just like the dogs that are chasing the rabbit.
Yes.
You just sit there and go, and just slowly. Just lower it down in front of her.
Like the old Andy and Mayberry fishing pole.
That's
because,
romance.
Because, I know that a lot of guys think that if that's happening, that's a pretty significant sacrifice.
You know what I mean? Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
Hey, hi there.
Good. How's he doing?
Hey.
I proposed to my wife on top of a mountain up at Lake Tahoe.
I think that's pretty. I like that.
How'd that work out?
We're still married.
I mean, the mountaintop scenic.
That's nice.
Beautiful spot private. Where it's just the two of you. I think that I honor that.
You didn't drag any other like hikers in to watch, did you?
No. We just I just dropped to one knee and asked her to marry me. And
that's great.
Then we had to walk 5 miles downhill.
Did you have the ring with you? Did you have the ring at the time?
Oh yeah, I had the ring in my pocket. Oh,
all right, that's perfect.
At any time, did you want to push?
The ring's right over there.
She would have made a great wife.
I love Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to find out if you wanted to buy some official Brett Favre game-worn underwear from this past game here Sunday.
Well, why? Are they totally yellow or brown?
Well, yeah, they've got those stripes. You bet.
Yeah, well. Boy, oh, boy, I was ready to take some today, but not from an expert like you.
That is polished comedy material.
Everybody's been to the party with the guy who's really not funny.
The master of the modern put-down.
There's nothing worse than going to a party with the gentleman with the dry sense of humor who's really not funny.
But I'll tell you the funniest part of all.
What's that?
If those underpants existed... I would buy them.
You're coming in. I was saying, I was proud of you for wearing your Packer outfit today. You're still supporting the team another season. Next year's another year.
I just came from the beach. All of my grown-up clothes are at home.
Don't sell yourself short.
Do you know that
there was method in your madness?
Do you know
today?
That from week one, I wore a Packers shirt, sweatshirt, sweater, button-down shirt, cough shirt, hoodie, every day.
And this, the fact that you are wearing it on this show, means that you will have, there are more, just like all the analysts are saying, more good times to come with the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I'm totally happy. I'm totally happy with them. Come on. It was a great year. It was a great freaking year. My God.
And that's what they said. I mean, this is an incredibly young team.
Nobody would have thought it. I didn't think it, so I'm very happy.
And I heard your boy not 1 year, maybe two more years
of
Favre.
Let him play forever. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. Let him go on
forever.
I want him out there in a wheelchair, Mike.
Fountain of youth.
I'm Brett Favre, and I'm still playing quarterback.
Brett
Favre looks like Hal Holbrook.
When he's mummified.
Mummified.
Bring him out like Weekend at Bernie's, like
sure.
The guy that was trying to cash the checks in New York. Bring out a dead Brett Favre. Absolutely.
Well, it's a good luck omen that you're wearing that jersey today.
Yeah, well, I had nothing else clean.
That hoodie.
So what are you going to do? I had nothing else clean. The only other thing, honestly, that I had clean, and I don't know where I even found this, it was at the beach, a New England Patriots shirt.
Wow.
I'm not wearing a Patriots shirt.
No.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I think it was one of those deals. I was at one of those stores where they were selling seconds, and it was like, These shirts have one arm that's like 3 inches higher than the other, and they were just T-shirts.
You don't have any Giants merchandise, do you?
Do I?
Yes, do you? I mean, you own a million jerseys. Do you have any Giants jerseys?
Gosh, let me see. I only have a game-worn Tiki Barber.
I see. Okay.
A game-worn and signed Kerry Collins.
Mm-hmm.
A game-worn Ron Dayne. And I actually just did get a friend of mine that works at the Pentagon,
right.
Michelle Go Nameless, one of those guys that helped us out on 9/11.
Right.
You know when the Giants and the Dolphins played their game over in London?
Yeah.
Well, this cat was somehow involved in the security detail.
Sure.
So I have the Giants practice jersey with the London patch on it for the fat quarterback for the Giants.
Oh, what the hell's his name? I forgot what his
name
is.
The Pillsbury Throwboy.
What the hell is that guy's
Jared,
name?
Jared Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
The fat
right.
dude.
Lorenzo. Right.
I've got,
still makes me laugh when I see him on the sideline standing next to Eli Manning. It's hysterical.
I've got some Giants stuff. I'm not going to be rooting for the Giants, but I'm going to be rooting against the Patriots, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's tough to root for Tom Brady.
Sure is.
Very tough to root for Tom Brady, you know, as you see him today limping. Oh, and incidentally, for all the people that might have seen that on television today or on the internet, Tom Brady with the cast on his foot, Beware. We're talking about the New England Patriots here. If that is not the most amazing setup for the other team.
Already been denied. His feet are fine.
Yeah. He was wearing a cast today. It's a total dupe.
An air cast.
Uh-huh. It's a dupe on the part of the Patriots.
And also,
to make them think that Brady's got problems.
There's a lot of people out there who are saying today, aha, this is why he threw three interceptions.
Yeah. But I still think they're setting people up.
You know what I love? We saw that picture in the newspaper today. And again, just how women's minds work. Janet saw the picture. You know the first thing she said? Those are really bad flowers.
Oh, God, he's bringing her flowers. That was the priority.
But whatever flowers were that Tom Brady had, I'm not sure what they were.
Right. Like the kind of flowers you buy in one of those roadside places in New York. One of those places where you just see them out on the street?
Right.
Not roses or anything. For Giselle Bündchen.
Tom Brady versus Eli Manning. All right, I'll go with the retarded guy. Hello. Donna Mike Show, hello.
Hola, muchachos.
Hey, Manny.
Manny Ramirez.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, Manny?
Oh, pretty good.
How's Arizona? Have you gone to Arizona yet? I hear you're training out in Arizona this offseason.
Well, I'm waiting for Super Bowl, man.
Oh, you're going to go out for the Super Bowl.
Are you doing any cockfighting?
No.
What have you been up to, Manny?
No, not much. Watching football, man. I'm sorry I jinxed you, Brett Favre, but look at it this way. He probably come back next year now.
Probably so.
And probably maybe another year after that. So,
Manny, I was thinking maybe even you could help Brett get some of that HGH.
Well, I don't do that.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all do. Y'all
not on the list. Me and Poppy, we do naturally.
Manny, you going to have the hair next year? I'm just kind of curious. Not that it bothered me. I mean, you did all right. But are you going to have the dreadlocks and down to your butt next year?
Probably.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. It's Manny being Manny.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, Manny.
We like it.
So, I'll tell you something, dude. If I was walking down the street, I'd walk on the other side. You know what I'm saying? No offense. Take that as a compliment.
Okay.
Well, Manny, you have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Keep in touch.
Adios.
Adios.
There he goes.
I'm that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. If a man like that's walking on my side of the street, I'll cross the street.
As a tribute.
Like as, against the light.
Out of respect.
As a tribute. Uh-huh. Well, it is out of respect.
I have a big, gigantic Hispanic man with hair down to his ass who looks like a wild man is walking down the street. And that's a pretty accurate romantic description of Manny Ramirez, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
A big, gigantic Hulk.
Well, he's not big and gigantic. He's not Hulky. He's a big guy. He's a strong guy. Yeah. You know, there was a Manny lookalike at the Bacteria Lodge this weekend.
Oh, hold on. We will talk about
it. I just thought I'd mention that in passing. A guy that was, he didn't look really anything like him, but right. I know that he had, and he was wearing the Red Sox cap all weekend.
So he's trying.
And the shades. I don't know what he was trying to do, but I think he was trying to pretend he looked like somebody.
About big overblown steroid guys, nothing to do with it, but the ad from Monster with the guy with the incredibly large thighs. Right. Have you seen this thing?
I have not.
No.
It's a guy that's wearing like a German Lederhosen outfit.
Okay.
And he has thighs that would make Hillary Clinton laugh.
Is it like a Strongest Man competition guy?
No, it's a goof commercial, but it's done so well with the CGI. It's a big, gigantic guy.
Oh, I know the guy you're talking about, the guy, the PC in those commercials for Mac and PC.
No.
It's the PC guy.
No, hold on. I know other people have seen this commercial because he has big ass, and it's funny. It almost looks like something from The Princess Bride.
Right.
That's what the guy looks like.
Wiggle your finger.
Right, and he's walking around, and everybody's towering.
Is it real?
No, it's fake because he's going to relieve the guy at his other job, and their job is... They're inside a big gyroscope where they pedal a bicycle to keep the world on its axis.
Oh. I haven't seen that. Was that on the football game?
Yes. If you saw it, I'm doing an awful job always of describing it. But if you had seen it, it's funny.
And they CGI his legs.
Yeah, because it's a big, ugly ogre wearing a Pinocchio hat walking around. And these thighs are like
big.
Something from a medical journal.
Like fake big? Like Hillary Clinton big?
Like
cartoonish,
like
big.
Dime store cartoon.
Okay,
big.
Like Popeye big,
but believable,
right.
Even though you know it's fake.
Right,
there's scary things they're doing with CGI on TV commercials now.
And then you see,
I don't like the ones where they have the guys at the train station that some of them are little and some of them are big.
Oh yeah,
they
yeah.
frighten me. Those commercials frighten me because the people that are larger that they blow up with the CGI look malformed.
And Rob, no, the guy is not a radio engineer.
Okay,
it wasn't Jeff Lockridge. He just had big thighs.
Okay.
wasn't Tony Diggs either, Mike.
Oh, I lean.
Keep playing the guessing game.
The leaning game.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, boys. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Hey, what's happening? We got to hit a break here.
Oh, short point. You're going to save a lot of money by not going to Arizona, sir.
Well, thanks. I'm not going because they lost.
I know, but if you'd have gone and they would have lost, you'd have been broke and more upset.
Bye!
You would have been broke.
Today's financial advice.
Well, it's a tough day in the markets, Buzz.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike. South Dakota, April of 142!
Okay.
You're wondering what that was, ladies and gentlemen. That was Don's trip to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse this weekend.
But the guy did know your plan. You were going to get all of your money in a bag and run to a travel agent and say, is this enough? I got to get to Arizona.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Radio Jeebus.
Hi there.
Hey, I just want just first and foremost, I was rooting for the Packers. Not only because, you know, we want to see Brett Favre go, but, I mean, they would have obviously given New England better competition.
I don't think
I want to get to what I was saying real quick.
Okay,
do you remember Coming to America?
No. Don and I both remember that.
Okay. Well, I really don't, Mike. It was a long boat ride.
It was a very long boat ride, but we remember Ellis Island better.
All I know is that when I got here, the Statue of Liberty, my butt was bleeding like it was nobody's business.
Yeah, but all the crew on the sailing ship were so fond of you.
And thank God you did your yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
It was a fantastic sketch, and the crew enjoyed it immensely. I actually was playing. I spent most of the voyage down in the very lowest level of the ship playing my Irish drum.
No, but do you remember the scene where Eddie Murphy was talking to Mr. McDowell, and he said, "Did you catch the football match last night? Do you remember that word sequence?"
We have that somewhere.
No, again, are we talking about when Mike and I got on the raft and came to America, or the Eddie Murphy movie?
The Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh, forget
to
it. We don't care about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that movie anymore. It's James Thunder Early. You know, if you're a Dreamgirls aficionado like I am, I watched Dreamgirls last night.
Good.
You're still not as,
horrible movie.
You're not as big as pussy as me. Go to see 27 bloody tampons.
I have to tell you, under no circumstances. I don't think there's a possibility I'd be going into that theater.
27 bloody noses, 27 locked jaws, 27 ingrown hairs.
27 tampons.
You went.
27 periods. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.